Mitt, I'm live. Stop it. Welcome to Hammer Time! Woo! Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Atta baby me.
Yeah, buddy. Jay's in the back doing Lord's work.
My baby Jay.
Mitt's back there. He's been fucking as, what are you, executive producer of this show?
Hell yeah, Tony.
Fucking EP Mitt, dude.
EP Mitt, he's getting EP credit on the show. He's back there doing work.
Let's go.
And on the phones is Boston Connor. Mitt, will you please put up? Oh, you're going to have to take that one down. Right now, you can call the money line, baby. Call the money line.
Is this fucking two for the money right now? This is two for the money. This is what this is.
You mean where you call to get picks and there's a voicemail? Yeah, yeah. Two for the money. Call the money line right now. 833-462-2333. We got winner, 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 winners. Call the money line right now. 833-462-2333. I believe Boston Connor's back there answering phones. I don't know if he is back there for sure. Mitt, is he back there?
He is back there. Thank you, Connor.
Thanks, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Maybe we'll fucking... What do you want to talk about? Jay, you're going to have to mute us. Maybe we'll... All the lines are fucking blowing up, boys. We'll take some calls here in a second. Go ahead, Mitt. You could probably... Yeah, just leave that up because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, let that eat.
last night, I went 4-0.
Yes, sir.
So that was pretty cool. Had the Reds, had the A's, had the
Twins,
and can't remember the last one. I know I sprinkled on the Marlins and somebody under, and then some other game, which I cannot recall off the top of my head. And then you also had a beautiful... You went 3-0 in soccer?
Yep. 3-0 baseball.
Is that good?
I mean,
you also talked about the Braves yesterday. They came home.
I did talk about the Brewers, though. So
you did talk about the Brewers.
I'll take, you know, one for one.
Casey, we didn't have... We had the Twins. You had the Atlanta. Oh, I had Baltimore. Fucking the Dark Knight came home, baby.
That was very surprising.
Not to me.
I know, not to you. I did not see that coming, my friend.
That's why I took them. A's won. Marlins won because they're a wagon. Philly in a close one. Zach Wheeler versus Wainwright. Wainwright might be back. They only gave up two.
Yeah, and it wasn't until late. It was 0-0 after five because I wanted to take the Phillies.
Ohtani, is a machine this year. Maybe not on the mound.
Yeah.
At the plate, though, he had another hell of a night.
Yeah, he's mashing.
Houston feels like they're catching their sea legs again. Dodgers blew out the Rockies. Easy win for you. And then, I had the Reds.
Giants.
Dodgers kind of stink now. I think they're 2-8 in their last 10.
They're hitting a patch. I mean, you can't play fucking...
Pods all the time.
You can't play 800 ball the whole fucking season. Well, unfortunately, people thought they could. This is Major League Baseball, my friend.
Do you want to... Hold on, let me see if I can work this. Do you want to see if the phone lines work?
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Oh, this guy wants to talk about the Chelsea game right now, which is going on. Okay, let me go to talent here.
Who is it? What's the name?
Oh, no, I lost.
What's Paul? Up, dude?
Paul, what's going on?
What's going on? I've been trying to call the Pat McAfee show for a minute, but damn, y'all got a line now.
It's the money line, dude.
Yeah, you got through the money line. What do you want to talk about Chelsea right now? It's 1-1 right now in Real.
Man, who you guys got to score the third goal?
Fucking Pulisic, dude.
I ain't touching that thing. That game's gonna end. That game's gonna end in a draw.
I'm thinking the second leg ends in a draw. 0-0 stalemate in Chelsea. I had the over 2 right now. I got the over 2, so I need one more.
Hey, congrats. We hope you get one more, but I'm going fucking Pulisic. Mitt, put the fucking number back up.
Yeah, I also just got to say real quick, Tony, I do not know how Mitt has been answering these fucking phones because the static on there, you it's can barely impossible. Hear people.
If you find where it works, you have to hold it.
It's absurd. I really don't know, so I just want to apologize to the people calling in because it is impossible to hear you because this fucking clown ruined the phones. I don't know what he did.
No, they're fixed now. No, Zito fixed them now.
Doesn't seem like they are fixed.
They are fixed now. Connor is... complaining, they're just hard to work. You gotta just kind of work the
cars
cable.
Fuck complaining, dude.
Call the money line 1-833. What's that number? 462-2333. What was I gonna say here? Rogan, Ian, Jeremy, we'll get to your NBA thoughts in a little bit.
NBA?
Yeah, I mean, they got NBA thoughts. We'll do MLB real quick. And then we'll get back to the phones in here in a little bit. We don't want to fucking overjuice it day one, do we?
No. Call about a real sport, too.
Well, who's going to score the third goal, pal?
I mean, that game's a toss-up. I told you that yesterday. I want nothing to do with that game.
All right, let's run through the MLB schedule real quick tonight, since that has been our fucking moneymaker. Twins at Cleveland again, game two of the series. Kenta Maeda. And Aaron Civale. Do you like anything in this game?
Yeah, you're going to give me Cleveland plus a half the way Maeda's going. It's last outing, three innings pitched, seven earned.
Cleveland first five plus a half.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Maeda this year. He's normally been a very good pitcher, which worries me a little bit that he's going to find it.
I've never been sold on him, if we're being honest. And I was surprised how well he did. I thought when he came from the National League to the AL, he wasn't going to do as well. So
Savali's last outing, we were on him against the Yankees, and it pushed. Yeah, remember?
That one stunk.
But that wasn't his fault.
No. I mean, he's got an under 3 ERA. 2.42 ERA. 3-0. I mean, you're going to give me Cleveland at home plus a half with him on the mound. I'm going to take it every time.
I'm on that, too. KC at the Buccos, 6:35 first pitch. I almost took this game.
Do you know the Royals are the best team in baseball?
I do, which is fucking wild. Are they actually the best team in baseball, Gumpy?
I mean,
if they were the best team in baseball, let me ask you this question. If they were the best team in baseball, would they be dogs to the Pittsburgh Pirates?
They're getting plus a half?
I don't know if they're getting plus a half.
So Anderson, his last two outings has gone 10 and a third and given up three earned. He's been pitching well.
So my lean for this game was to the Pirates. Yeah. Not taking. It was lean Pirates. Pirates are top 10 versus right-hand pitchers, while the Royals are in the 20s versus left-hand pitching. I liked Anderson better than Junis.
Yeah, he's been struggling.
So I was going to take the Buccos at home. First half run line is going. Yeah, the Royals are getting plus a half, but minus 162 on that plus a half.
Yeah. Too much. I'll stay away.
I thought about taking the first half money line, which is actually the Pirates are the dog on the money line, which is wild.
These lines are insane, man. I'm telling you, the Giants this morning were minus 140.
Yeah.
I think they're minus 190 now. Yeah, like, I cannot stress this enough. When you wake up in the morning, like I try and tweet them out, but when you wake up in the morning, jump on FanDuel as soon as you get up and grab a line if you can, because they are starting at a fair level and they're just going up.
We've got a lot of calls for the NBA on the line, so we'll go to those later. Sticking with MLB right now. So yeah, I'd slight lean to Pittsburgh there. Not going to take it, but slight lean. Yanks at Baltimore, Kluber versus Zimmerman. I didn't like it here.
Yeah, pick your poison, dude.
So I'm gonna stay away from that one.
Yeah, there's no need to bet this game. I mean, Zimmerman hasn't given up more than three runs in five starts, so I would lean the Orioles. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Kluber, it feels like he's done, Tony, and that sucks because he was so fucking good Cleveland.
I don't think he's got anything left, man.
No, he hasn't made it to the fifth inning this year.
Next game is Nats at Blue Jays, Scherzer and Thornton. Yeah. Really good pitching matchup here. Nats are minus 120 favorites. That's a full game. See if I can pull up the first five for everybody here. First half, FanDuel changed their site today. It looks beautiful. First half, Nats are minus 134 on the money line. Blue Jays plus 110. Really nice pitching matchup. You got anything here?
What are we doing, Tony?
You taking Scherzer?
Max Scherzer at -134.
Thornton's been like, fucking good too, man.
He only goes one or two innings, though.
I know, but still.
Doesn't matter. I mean, when are you going to get Scherzer at this? I can't believe Scherzer's at this number. Like, usually he's like -180. So, yeah, I'm going to take Scherzer at -134, of course.
Yeah, so you're right. Thornton's got 6 games pitched this year, 1 game started, 9.2 innings pitched on the season.
Yeah.
He
ain't going more than 2.
Actually, his expected ERA is 4.05.
I mean, Scherzer's last 3 outings, 19 innings pitched, 1 earned, 24 Ks.
Why did I stay away from Scherzer earlier? Scherzer, 1.0 ER, 2.99 expected. Did that line drop? Is that what it?
No, it's been that since this. It was actually, it was -140, so people are on the Blue Jays.
Maybe I didn't like the Nats versus right-handed pitching. This is how I go through things. This is Nats versus right-handed pitching. Washington Nationals, 15th, middle of the pack the last 2 weeks. And they are, let's see what the Nationals are here in the last week. They are farther down. They're 29th. That's why I stayed away. Just because I didn't like the Nationals' bats right now. But hey, I fucking hear you.
That's just, yeah. For sure, their first 5. That number's.
Just, I just wanted to see why I was staying away.
Yeah.
I just wanted to look at it and be like, Tony, why the fuck are you staying away? Boston at New York Mets, Garrett Richards and David Peterson. Both guys, I believe, have a 6-plus ERA. Boston's the number one hitting team versus right-hand pitching. Or left-handed pitching, sorry. I decided to stay away just because who knows with these pitchers what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I was very hopeful on Richards. Sox gave him 10 mil for this year. And he just can't seem to find. I mean, I would lean Sox plus a half, but I mean, neither of these pitchers is doing anything good at all.
Let's go to Scott, who's got MLB picks. He says, Scott, what are you thinking? What's going on? Welcome to Hammer Don.
What's going on, boys? How you guys feeling?
Good. How you doing, Scott? What's up?
Just another day. I mean, you guys have been hot the last 2 days. I've been trying to get on train, but you know, where everything's been lining up, I haven't been able to place any bets. Have you guys talked futures or anything recently for like division winners for like the AL East or anything like that?
We have not looked at futures recently. We're waiting for the season to get a little bit fucking deeper in this situation. Thanks for the call, Scott. Maybe you want to do futures a little bit later this week?
Sure.
We'll take a look at
them. I'd love to.
Sometimes you forget about the futures, but if you look at them every day, you can every once in a while catch a fucking long-term great odds like the Sun situation earlier this year. Something to think about there. Hey, calls are going well. Oakland at Tampa. Frankie Montas, Michael Wacha. This is similar to the Mets and fucking Boston game for me. I didn't like anything here. The pitchers have not... They haven't been great.
Yeah, I mean, I would lean Oakland plus. It's one of those games where I would just lean whoever's getting plus a half because I got no fuck. I mean, Montas has been good and been terrible. He just can't.
The inconsistency with these pitchers doesn't let you do anything. I mean, Walker, Rays are -120.
Walker's last favorites. 2 starts, he's 11 2/3, 10 Ks and 3 earned. So he's coming around. And then Montas last outing, 4 innings pitched, 9 hits, 6 earned. Mm-hmm. But he had 2 good starts before that. So it was, I mean, 6.75 ERA, my Lord.
Yeah, I couldn't get a read on that. The Rays are -120 on that one if you're looking at that. Over under 8.5. The next one we have is Cubs at Braves. Great game last night. Tonight is Trevor Williams and Ian Anderson. 2 pitchers again that I really couldn't get a read on. I couldn't see a side that I liked here. Did you?
Yeah, they both had good outings. Both of them last time out went 6 2/3, yeah, and had 0 earned. But I mean, I feel like the Braves bats woke up last night, but who knows if they're going to stay. I don't like this game, Tony.
No, I stayed away from that one too. I think it's because their ERAs are okay, but their expected was up, so I stayed away from it. Game that I do like, or no, sorry, that's after this. Miami at Milwaukee.
You're not on the Marlins?
Daniel Castano versus Adrian Hauser, who I have been on a couple times this year. Marlins plus a half, -110, I'm on it.
Fair play. Hauser, last 2 outings, hasn't made it to the 5th.
No, and it was like, it was kind of like the hitting was split right down the middle as far as how they've been the last week and the last 2 weeks. Pitching matchup, I gave a slight lean to the Marlins. And I'm going to take the value at plus a half, minus 110. The Marlins have been good to me this year, so I am taking fucking Daniel Castano.
Fair play.
Versus Adrian Hauser. Next game, Philly at St. Louis. I think I'm on this one, too, and I didn't understand this one. Eflin's on the mound versus Carlos Martinez.
Yeah.
I am on this. I'm on Philly's money line first five. Phillies have, I believe they're top five or top 10 at least in batting versus right-handed pitchers. And they have Eflin, who has been a lot better than Carlos. Yeah, Philly's top 10 in the last 2 weeks versus right-handed pitching, while St. Louis is number 28 versus right-handed pitching. Carlos Martinez is 0-4 with an almost 6 ERA. He did have a decent outing in his last week, but that was the only one of the year. So I like Eflin better. I like the Phillies minus 114 versus Cards.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I mean, Eflin 1-0, 2.77 ERA. Last two outings, 13 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. I mean, yeah, I'm all over the Phillies on this one.
Next game I'm also on is the Angels at Texas. Jose Quintana versus Mike Fultonavich.
Jesus.
If you just look at the ERAs, it's a Jesus, okay? Angels are still top five versus right-handed pitching. Fulte is on the mound for Texas, okay? Fulte, I actually looked at this earlier. He is giving up. It was absurd. Where is he at? Mike Fulte. 3.27 home runs per nine, which is just not astronomical.
Good. Not good.
Quintana has a 9 ERA, but all of his pitching numbers, like his expected and his home runs and stuff like that, were all very, very good. So I like the situation where the Angels, minus a half, I had to get it at minus 104.
A half.
Yeah. Minus 104 versus Texas I took today.
Wow.
You don't like it,
huh? No, I'm good on that game.
Well, the Angels are fucking minus 172 favorites on the for the fucking full game. Over under 9. Fultonavich has just been fucking absolute dog shit this season. So, stinks. kind of a fade to him. Jose Urena and Lucas Giolito take the mound for Detroit at Chicago. Detroit can't hit. Giolito, he's been up and down a little bit. Minus 250 is making me stay away from this one.
Yeah. I mean,
the White Sox have been mashing a little bit more recently, but minus 250, I'm going to stay away from that one.
I worry that Urena, too, has looked good his last two outings, too, mm-hmm. Tony. I mean, last two outings went 7 in both.
Oh, yeah, this is not this is not to go against Urena. It's the Detroit hitting that's been so god-awful.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not touching this. Way too high for me.
Marco Gonzalez is going against Christian Javier, who we tried to go up against last week, and that was a bad decision, and he's minus 210 this week for that reason.
Jesus.
And for that reason, I am going to stay away from the Astros minus 210 today.
Yeah, no thanks.
You as well?
Yeah, no thank you.
The Padres, Chris Paddock is on the mound against Merrill Kelly. Padres were minus 148. It was not that much earlier, and I could tell you that because I took Padres.
Yeah.
Minus a half, first five, minus 110. Merrill Kelly has a 7 ERA and 7 expected ERA, while Paddock is in the threes in both. The teams have similar hitting stats, but the Padres just had to go through the fucking Dodgers pitching staff and did okay for themselves. So I'm going to roll with the Padres tonight against Merrill Kelly, who's stunk this year. Padres minus a half, first five.
I'll just lay the minus 160, Tony. I don't mind doing it.
That's fine.
Paddock's been better. I mean, his last two outings, 10 innings pitched, 11 Ks, 2 earned runs. Kelly stinks, but I worry about Paddock still. I don't think he's over the hump.
He has been pitching better, though.
Yeah, he's coming around.
Couple good pitching matchups to end the night. Chichi Gonzalez for the Rockies is going against Aaron Sanchez for the Giants. 3 ERA for Chichi, and Aaron Sanchez has a 1.83. This line must minus 174 for the Giants, so yeah. I stayed away there.
Yeah, I got it early, like I said, but I'll lay the half on this one, Tony.
For the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, Sanchez.
Giants have been really, really well.
They're playing really good ball. Sanchez, I mean, fucking guy can't go past 5 innings, but his ERA, I mean, 1.83, you know, the way the Giants are going, I'm going to ride them until they let me down.
Can't complain about that. And then nightcap, Cincy at the Dodgers, game 2 of that series, Jeff Hoffman versus Walker Buehler. 2.66 for Hoffman, 2.16 for Bueller. The line is -275 for the fucking Dodgers. -275.
Hoffman's good too, man. Like, Hoffman's no slouch. He's last two outings, 11 innings pitched, 2 earned. But I mean, Walker Bueller last 4, 25 innings pitched, 6 earned, 21 Ks.
Yeah, I mean
they are.
Hoffman's given up. He's given up 1-1-3-1.
I like it. I would,
which is not terrible.
The way the Dodgers are going right now, I mean, I would lean taking the +0.5, Tony.
Can it, fuck it. Is it 1.5? Is it potentially 1.5?
I mean, if it's 1.5, I will take it.
If it's 1.5,
I'll take it.
You bet your ass I'll take it.
+1.5, -144. Yeah, I will take that.
I'm on that too.
How could you not?
We just added, both of us just added the Reds, +1.5, -144.
It's absurd. That's absurd. Look at us. I mean, it's probably going to get us, but.
Yeah, it could.
That's the way it goes.
I'm not turning that down, though.
That's a live.
I'm absolutely not turning that down.
It's a live one.
All right. Before we get into the NBA, let's take some calls on the NBA right now. Let me see if I can fucking. Rogan! Is your name Rogan?
No, my name's Logan, actually.
I figured that.
I can't really hear him on the phones out there.
It's Joe Rogan.
I figured that was potentially the case. What do you want to talk about, bud?
So, man, I'm looking to talk about these super boosts we got out tonight. What's it called? Two plus threes made in the first 3 minutes of Charlotte-Milwaukee. What you guys thinking there?
They have been hot. Mitt, you got anything on the 3x2s tonight in Charlotte, Milwaukee, and Golden State and Dallas?
I cannot remember which game, but I did hit one of these last night. This is my favorite super boost on FanDuel, and I will be taking that one as well.
Just me being a dumb idiot, looking at Golden State versus Dallas, I mean, Steph might hit two by himself in the first fucking 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, with today's NBA, it's weird.
Logan, what were you thinking in Charlotte, Milwaukee?
I mean, I'm hitting it too. I'm just saying those teams have been hot as well. You know, I feel like they're going to get off to a good start tonight. Their defense is kind of trash too.
Yeah, at this point in the season, they don't give a fuck. Thanks, Logan. See, I think there's no way this can be right. Ian, you like the T-Wolves tonight? What the fuck's going on?
Hey, yeah, I mean, just after all those injuries on Houston. Also, what's up, boys? Good to be on the show talking to you guys.
Thank you,
I
Ian.
Just see your opinion.
All right, let's see here.
Your opinion.
We'll take a look at it together. T-Wolves are -2 versus the Rockets.
Okay. Ian, I'm on this. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, the T-Wolves are like 4-1-1 ATS last 6 games, and I mean, it's the Rockets. They've been so trash like basically whole season, but especially last like 20 games, I think they've been pretty bad. So I just wanted to see why you guys thought that spread was so close.
Ian, thank you so much for the call. As I'm looking at it right now, I like this. You get the call, and we're going to do research on air, live. Yeah, the Rockets' trends are absolutely fucking trash, dude. They are a trash team. My computer's freezing. This
frozen.
T-Wolves are 3-0-1 ATS in the last 4. 3-1-1 on the road. I don't know. I mean, if you want to take the T-Wolves -2, that's fine. Fucking go for it. But at this point in the season, when these two teams have absolutely nothing to play for, it scares me just a little bit. Mitt didn't scare you away, did it?
No, I was thinking that the Timberwolves have a little more to play for. They're young guys like Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns and them. They're really playing to try and get some chemistry. The Rockets stink.
Tell you what, the T-Wolves have no one out on the injury report that I'm looking for. Like no one that hasn't already been out. And then, yeah, the Houston's without John Wall. Pretty much everyone. Hey, man, if you want to pick a side tonight, I think that's a side, pal.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing could go wrong. Definitely going to have to take this call because it's right up my fucking alley. John, NBA unders. What do you want to talk about, pal?
Hey, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
First day, while you're talking about that Rockets game, because that is the game I want to talk about, there's just a couple trends that for the Timberwolves that like maybe just be careful of. there's 3-11 ATS as a often upset win as a dog.
Fucking
like there's
love
a bunch
that.
Of trends that are like very niche, but they're super bad for Minnesota. And that line being -2 with no injuries and the Rockets stinking, that feels really sketchy.
It does feel a little bit trappy. And if you're going to come in here with a fucking trend like that, hey, you come on the show.
Hey, baby, John.
You come on the show anytime.
Hey, baby, want. John.
Also, the T-Wolves are 2-7 ATS in their last 9 playing on 0 days rest. So something to think about there. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of them for them that are like, real, they're 8-41 ATS in the past two years, I think, as a road dog after playing as a home dog and winning. Like, there's some.
They're not a dog, they're a favorite.
4-10 ATS in their last 14 as a favorite, Mitt, so fucking sit on that.
Give
one,
us a
pal.
Winner, John.
Yeah, what do you got, John?
Okay, so my main question is, so the line in that game, in the Blazers Pacers over under. I know you're an under guy. It opened at 226, and it shot up to 241.5.
That is absurd.
And I'm really confused. Like, the trends overall, like, the Pacers do seem better. But, like, as a home dog, they're 3-6 towards the under. Like, Portland isn't that strong either way. It just feels weird.
That was Mitt took the under. That's why it shot up.
I did take the under, and that is a great under two.
Thank
take.
You, John. You like that under, Mitt?
Yeah, I mean, it's at 241.5.
That's
a lot
of points.
Shit, for a Pacers game, I have not seen a Pacers game go that high this whole year.
Unders 5-1 in the Blazers' last 6 versus a team with a losing straight-up record. Then there's some over ones, unders mixed in for there. Indiana under is 5-0 last 5 versus a team with a winning straight-up record. And then they got some over trends. I mean, 241 is a lot, Mitt.
They have over trends, but they have not played a game at 240. Like, that's insane.
That's what I was
Pacers
just
actually
look up.
Play defense.
So they went over. Pacers went over 240 2 days ago. The Blazers went over it a couple days ago. Not a lot though. There's not a lot of games here that you're going to go over 240. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, if you give me a Pacers game at 240, I will take the under every day, Tony. Good defense, bad offense from that team.
The only NBA game that I was looking at tonight, and I haven't looked at the injury report yet, so I'm going to have to do that, is Boston versus OKC, and it was 11.5 earlier. Boston, OKC lost by 30 last night. Seems like OKC's potentially losing by 30 every night. So as long as people are playing for Boston, the 11.5 seemed a little short for me.
That OKC spread has been 11.5 or 12. It seems like their last like 4 games. I'm pretty sure they're 0-4 ATS. It's insane.
I could look that up real quick while we're talking about it. OKC, obviously they're 0-10 in their last 10 because
they don't want to win games.
Fucking terrible. Yeah, they're 2-8 in their last 10. ATS. So they have covered a couple. 3-11 ATS in their last 14 as an underdog. 3-11 ATS in the last 14 games overall. So they're not covering those big spreads either. So yeah, Boston was the play for me there tonight. Maybe potentially the under there. Let's see if I could take any other calls right now. Juice meaning for under. Canadian betting. Let's go to Canadian betting. How about that, Po?
Oh, let's go, pal.
Oh, that's producer. I gotta go to. I think I broke it.
I might have.
Hello.
Hello.
What's his name?
I don't know. I can only. Bryce, what do you want to talk about?
Bryce.
What's up, boys? Hammer Don.
What's up, Bryce?
I've been wanting to ask you guys for a couple weeks now about the Action Network, because you guys have been putting out some things about why you guys use the things you use and some of the different tools you guys use. I follow you guys on the Action, and just wanted to see why you guys use it, if there's any specific reason.
Oh, thanks, Bryce. Just because it's easy to keep track of bets.
Yeah, it's literally the only website that people can follow your bets on, I feel like.
So, yeah, that's why. Pretty simple there. I don't use it. We don't use it for betting, like, information.
Yeah, I don't
like
use
that.
It for anything else.
Strictly for tracking.
They have a hard time keeping up with League One games, actually. It's kind of frustrating.
Mitt, do you have any other NBA plays?
Let me look at them right now, Tony.
I can't click on anything else. So
I have, I was taking Dallas +5 tonight. I just think it's going to be a close game. Dallas is coming off a hard loss.
Is there an injury there?
No, Luke is playing. Okay. Kristaps is even playing. I mean, he stinks, but I was taking I'm also taking the over of the Brooklyn and Toronto game. It's at 231. I know it's pretty high, but Kevin Durant's playing. I think he is going to be playing a lot more minutes tonight and taking a lot of shots. And also, Toronto has been trending towards the over.
I was looking to see if that – why is Golden State favored by so much then, Mitt?
I have no idea. I think it's because, really, Dallas played horrible last night. They're coming off a back-to-back. Or two nights ago, sorry. Two nights ago, they were playing Sacramento. I took them. They played awful. I don't know.
All right.
Checks out.
Matt, Canadian betting, what do you want to talk about?
Hammer Don, how you doing? Keep it moving. Listen, boys, I'm a 49ers fan. I'm fucking shitting my pants. We draft Mac Jones. I don't know what I'm going to do, but... do I have an opportunity for you boys? Right now, I don't know how the American betting lines work, but up here in Canada, Justin Fields at 3 is 6.5 to 1 odds. And as of this morning, Trey Lance is 2.4 to 1 odds. So I don't know if I'm fucking nuts or if I'm the only 49er fan that has, there's no chance that we take Mac Jones. So a bit of money to be made there. I don't know what you guys think.
Thanks. With you, pal. I hope they don't take Mac Jones. I think it's a massive mistake.
Yeah, right now on FanDuel, Mac Jones is minus 340, Trey Lance plus 300, Justin Fields plus 650. If you love him and you think it's all a fucking smokescreen, Gumpy, you could put plus 650 on Justin Fields.
I already did, my friend.
I knew you did. I took the Trey Lance at plus, I want to say it was 400 when I got it.
You just can't, I don't know. Listen,
I'm not a Mac Jones guy either.
I just don't, it doesn't make sense to me. Does it? Like, no. Does it make sense to anybody?
No.
Is he that good?
And then
I get people last night who name a good Ohio State quarterback. Here's a question. Name a good Alabama quarterback if you want to play this fucking game.
There's a question for you.
What about the Dolphins, Paul?
Has he proved that he's good over time?
I just wanted to hear you say it.
Ken Stabler. Joe Namath.
AJ McCarron.
Joe Namath. Hey. We'll find out on Thursday night, and I can't fucking wait.
Telling you, man, I just, you can't, I don't know how you can watch Justin Fields and try and say he's not good.
No one's saying he's not good. They're just saying other guys are better.
Do you think Mac Jones is better than Justin Fields?
I don't, but I think he might fit what Shanahan likes in a quarterback better than what Fields does.
I don't know.
Just basing that off of the success he had with Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And the little run he had there in Cleveland, but
I just would rather the Niners take Justin Fields and the Patriots don't end up with him. And
I think Niners fans would agree with you.
Hey, can we just get a thank you, Connor? Connor's doing a great job on the phone back here.
Connor hasn't been doing the phones in probably 20 minutes. Zeke's doing them right now.
Thank you, Zeke. Zeke, you could stop taking them now. We're full, and we'll take those guys through the end of the show if that helps. I don't know if he can hear me or not. What do you say?
Said never.
Okay, Nick. NHL.
Yeah, bad night last night. Bad night for Nicky Skates.
What are you talking about? The coin was won.
It was a great night for the coin.
Coin's all in. The coin.
There was never a doubt.
The coin wins. We're good. It's all that matters.
I don't care what you go, dude. As long as the coin wins.
I know, it's kind of nice.
go ahead.
All right. Tonight, Islanders, Capitals. This one's interesting because the Caps have beat the Islanders the past two games that they've played each other, which have been the past two games between these two teams. Ovechkin is out with a lower body injury. Now, he was out last game, and last game the Capitals pumped the Islanders 6-3. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to bank on the Islanders getting a win tonight. They're minus 104 on the road, and it's gone under in 13 of the last 16 games on the road for the Isles. It's gone over eight of Washington's last nine, but I think they'll play a little bit tighter tonight after getting the doors blown off the other night. I like the under and the Islanders tonight.
Okay.
Also going to go with Tampa Bay in regulation, minus 125 to win on the 60-minute line at Chicago. 6-1 straight up in their last 7, one playing on the road against Chicago. Chicago's surging a little bit. They got, you know, they're playing for pride now, but Tampa's kind of, I don't want to say on cruise control, but they're still trying to figure out what kind of team they're going to be going to the playoffs, but I think they get it done tonight. The Flyers and Devils, this one's interesting because both these teams stink. I'm going to go with the Devils as home dogs at plus 120.
The Devils!
The Devils!
The Devils!
Over under, I'm not going to touch you over. It's a 6.5. I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that one. And then Carolina and Dallas, Gumpy, your Stars, thumped them last night 4-1. Did not see that coming. So I'm going back to the well tonight with Carolina.
What?
Again. Carolina minus 130 and over 5.5 at plus 108. I like that. It's gone over in 7 of Carolina's last 9 when playing on the road against Dallas. Carolina 5-2 straight up in their last 7 against Dallas, except for last night. And boys, what we all came to see.
Hold on. What did we come to see?
The coin flip game of the night.
Hold on. What was the game last night?
The game last Oilers, night was the Oilers. Dude,
fucking McJesus with a hattie.
Edmonton. Oh, so probably didn't. It was 6-1, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
The dice are dead.
But tonight.
Hold on. All rise for the honorable dice game.
Coin.
Take two. Fucking snap it. All rise for the honorable coin game.
Thank you. Really trying to shoehorn your fucking dice into this game. Nashville won last night 4-1. Stars have 2 games in hand, but they're 2 points behind, fighting for a playoff spot against these very Nashville Predators.
Come on!
Florida minus 118 at Nashville plus 100.
I want the Panthers.
We're going to go heads, Florida Panthers, okay. Tails, Nashville Preds. Let's give it a flip.
The Panthers.
It's tails.
Ooh.
The Preds, again, can they do it again? Upset the, City at plus 100.
The coin has spoken. Nashville Predators plus 100.
I like to turn into a Russian accent there at the end.
Good luck.
It's a bit tall task for the coin tonight.
Good luck to the coin.
Yeah, I might fade the coin tonight.
Says it's going to go over. Whatever you want to take that for what it's worth. Thank you, Nikki Skates. Hold on, before you get out of here, let me see if there's any NHL callers.
I'm going to assume no.
No.
What do you mean?
Sorry, man.
Hey, big TV deal, though.
Big TV deal. Congrats. Danny, NBA MLB picks. What the fuck do you got?
Come on, Danny.
What's going on, boys? So for the Blue Jays and the Nationals game for the first 5, I got an over-under of 4.5. And I'm seeing Scherzer right now. He's got a 1.8 ERA, and Thornton's got a 1.86, and not allowing a run in his last 2 home starts. So I want to know what you guys think about that under, especially because, Tom, what you said about the Nationals' bats not being alive.
Hey. Fucking, I love where your head's at. Absolutely love where your head's at.
Unfortunately, you play with fire with a starter who's only going to go 1 or 2 innings for the Blue Jays. That, I just don't know who's coming. If it was an actual starter with a good ERA, then I would take the under, but who knows who's coming in after fucking Thornton.
That is quite the case you made, and I did not take the under, so I assume there's a reason for that. Let me see. First half, alternate run lines. First half, alternate. So, over under 3.5 is minus, or sorry, over 3.5 minus 1, over. Under 4.5 is minus 150. I think it was just too much juice for me.
Too much juice for me.
Under 4.5 minus 150. It's quite a bit. I don't know if I don't like to lay juice over 150 on the over under.
This game's going
to
end in a
draw. I don't like to lay juice over 130 on the over under if we're being. For being dead honest, so I think that's the reason why I stayed for it. But I like your thinking there, John. Zito typed in juice meaning for under. What do you want to ask?
Hammer down, boys. Glad to be on the first day of callers.
John,
I was welcome. Oh yeah, good to be here out of Tampa Bay. Yeah, so I hear y'all saying juiced a lot. You know, to the under. Wherever, you know, juiced it like this you guy just had. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Okay, so let me pull up the MLB lines right now. Thanks for your question, buddy. I'll answer.
Real Madrid, Chelsea is going to end in a draw,
just like you said. Okay, so if you look at the Royals Pirates game, the over under is at 8. The over is minus 104. The under is minus 118. So you got to pay more for the under. So I say juiced to the under minus 118. And the juice is, there's no juice if the bet is plus 100 or minus 100. You're betting 100 to win 100. You're betting 10 to win 10. But in this situation, you have to bet for the under, you have to bet 118 to win 100. So for the sports book, that 18, that's the juice. That's how they make their money. They try to get money on both sides. All the sports books are trying to do is get the juice, because that's how they make their money. They're just trying to get that minus, that 18, whatever it is. That's what we talk about when we're talking about the juice. Is that good? Good for you, Gumpy?
Love the juice.
Thank you. Mitch, did you call in with nothing to talk about? Because if that's a thing, we're going to have to hang up on you. It just says don't know. Mitch, don't know.
Mitch.
All right. Well, I do have something to talk about.
Okay. Zito probably just didn't hear you and didn't know what you wanted to talk about.
What's up, Mitch?
What's going on, Mitch?
Okay. So first, big shout out. Thanks, Mitt. I've been riding with Mitt on all his NBA picks, and we're up huge. So
okay,
Mitt. Baby, Mitt.
Let's go. Shout out, Mitch.
Shout out, Mitt.
All right. So I got in like 4 weeks ago. I got Steph Curry to win the MVP at 50-1 odds. Want to know what you guys think of that, with Jokic falling behind a little bit, or not falling behind, but just not playing as good.
Not gonna happen. Yeah, I think Jokic is still. I'm gonna pull it up right now. More NBA. Hold on, I gotta figure out how to. I'm gonna hang up on you, Mitch. Hey, thanks for the call,
pal. Hey,
Mitch.
Good bet, Mitch.
I mean, Jokic. It's not like Jokic is falling off the face of the fucking planet. Let me see. Games, leagues. You know what I should have spent more time doing today?
Studying NBA?
Navigating the
phone lines?
Navigating the new FanDuel site. All right, team futures, player futures. Jokic is still minus 380. And then Embiid's plus 350 and Curry's plus 1200. Listen, I love Steph. Steph went on fucking hell of a roll. If Steph's not playing for that team, they probably don't win a game.
Not even one?
Maybe one or two, but they'd be very, very bad. I just don't think Jokic is. I mean, he has a better wins above replacement or whatever than Giannis has the last 2 years that he won or so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you said it, Tony.
I'm gonna take Jokic, right, Mitt?
I would take Jokic about like a couple weeks ago. There's no real value on that. No. I also don't see any value on Joel Embiid plus only like 300. I think Steph Curry would be the play if you had to play one here, but yeah.
I hear you. Yeah, I can see that. Joey, losing bets in overtime. What do you want to talk about with that?
Hey, so I bet a lot of NHL, and nothing to me is more tilting than losing a NHL bet in a shootout. Like, it's by far the worst thing, I think. But I saw Gump tweet yesterday about how he hates that they start with a runner on second and extras in baseball. What do you guys think is worse, the shootout, runner on second baseball, or the first touchdown score in the NFL overtime?
Thanks, Joey.
Baseball. Baseball, because it goes right to it, right?
Yeah,
hockey, you do get overtime. You do get a chance to score. It doesn't go directly to a shootout.
My thing with, yeah, true.
Right?
NHL, at least you get the football, 5 minutes.
Your defense could also make a stop.
I hate just NHL, you at least get the 5 minutes.
NHL, it should just fucking
NHL's very fair.
Play till it's done.
In the 5 minutes, because each team has the exact same opportunity to win.
Yeah.
Overtime, or sorry, when you go to shootout, three shooters, you have the same percent chance.
Yeah.
MLB, both teams get to start with a runner on second. So even though I don't like the rule, similar there. NFL.
Oh, are you an
is NFL? Highly decided by the fucking coin toss. So
see, I don't agree with that.
That's why I think NFL is the worst for when it's going to overtime. Because if the team you're on doesn't win the coin toss, there's a good chance you're pretty much fucked there.
But if you get a stop, you win with a field goal.
True.
Right?
True, but how many times are we getting stops?
I think the NFL actually has the best overtime rules.
Shut up, Mitt.
I liked it before when it was just first points win.
Yeah, that's what overtime should be. The game was tied. Let's get a goal or let's get a score and then let's end the damn game.
Not me. I'm a big college guy.
I hate college overtime.
But I wouldn't start from the 25. I'd say start from 50? The opposite 40.
Opposite 25? What do you mean? That's horrible.
Who said start from the opposite 25?
Me. I did. That's terrible. No, I'm saying like I'm saying you should do that. No, sorry. I'm saying you should do that. It's horrible to start at the opposite like 40. It's horrible to have good field position. That's bullshit. You're going to score.
No, I'm saying I'm not saying start from the plus 40. I'm start from the minus 40.
Yeah, either 40. I mean, this whole thing came the NFL overtime change cuz
minus 40 you're at least going to have to get 20 yards. First downs. Two first downs puts you at the 40. It's 57-yard field goal.
I mean, just get a fucking stop. How about that?
How about that? All right, we got one more caller before you got any footy for more?
Nah, it's Man City PSG. It's the exact same thing game today.
Julian. I
mean, no bet is a bad bet.
You got Mariners baseball trends for us?
What's up, boys? What's out here in Seattle.
What's up, Jules?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the Mariners futures to make the playoffs are plus 1,000.
You down by Pike Place Market?
Fuck no, I'm not in downtown, bro. I hate downtown.
Where are you at, Bellevue?
You live by Russ?
No, I'm out here. I'm out here in Renton by the Seahawks facility.
Oh, you do live by Russ.
Live by Bellingham.
Would you?
I went to school in Bellingham, but
just because you know Seattle, dude.
What?
Let him give us the fucking trends, dude.
I mean, I pulled Eureka. Yeah, no. So listen.
We are. Mariners always tend to start hot, and then we fade off by, like, May. But we're currently plus 1,000 to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, we haven't made the playoffs since I was a year old, right? I was born in 2000. Last time I made us pull one. But listen, boys, sprinkling at plus 1,000, and I think, you know, it's early, but, you know, we beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3. I mean, I know we got a tough division, but.
I don't think your division is that. I would
Julian,
bet.
I appreciate.
I would bet you guys because I don't think your division is that great. Because well, I don't think the Astros or Angels have the pitching.
Yeah, but they got right? They got the bats. They got the bats.
Yeah.
Right now,
it's just not.
Right now, they are one game up on the Angels, game and a half up on. The Astros.
Where are the Rangers at?
The Rays are 2 games back in the wild card. The Yankees are still sitting there, 3.5 back of the Mariners.
I mean, if the Mariners.
The Twins are still back
there. The Mariners pitching can stay pitching how they are. Like, they got some young guys that are pitching well.
Yeah, plus 1,000 is not terrible.
No, but I imagine at the start of the season plus it was 2,000 what? Plus 5?
Yeah. But still, it's not. For a team that's in the playoffs as we speak,
yeah.
Not bad value.
I mean, yeah, the Royals are the best team in baseball.
Sounds like we're going to have to look at some fucking futures. Can't thank you guys enough for calling today. It was sweet.
Great calls.
We'll do it every
good
day.
Good chat it's every
kinda
day.
Like, it's kind of like the Gumpy Spaces.
Yeah. Saturday Night Spaces.
That could be
one of my favorite.
You don't know about Gumpy Saturday Night Spaces. You get on Twitter and you click on his spaces. You come in. It's just a round table of fun.
Everybody's welcome. You get on, you fucking give your best bet for Sunday, talk about what games are going on.
Oh, there was a boost I wanted to talk about tonight. Oh,
dinger. You got a dinger boost?
Well, I don't know if there's a dinger boost, but there is a dinger promotion for tonight. You saw it.
Yeah.
Place $25 plus to hit a home run prop wager on any Tuesday MLB game and get $5 bonus in site credit for each home run hit by either team. So put $25 on a guy to hit a home run. And then if any home run in that game, you get five extra dollars.
Hmm.
So I was looking, and I went through all the starting pitchers tonight and their home runs per nine. And some games that you want to look at. Maeda and Savali are up there. David Peterson and Garrett Richards are up there. Like I said, Folty is the highest out of anybody. But the game where it has two pitchers with higher is actually Frankie Montas and fucking Waka.
Waka Flocka.
So I think I decided that I'm going to go with an A's player to hit a... Oh, should I go a Tampa... Should I go Rays or Tampa Bay player to hit?
Rays or Tampa Bay, the same team.
Did I say that? Rays or A's, sorry.
Razor A's player to hit home run.
God.
Let me see here.
That is tough because I really think Montas is a very good pitcher. He just can't seem to stay consistent.
Might go Matt Olson to hit home run.
Hey.
Where might go that Boston game? Those two pitchers.
Yeah, now you're talking
with my language. Short porch.
Yeah,
Boston. Let's go to the Boston game.
Yeah, that's the one.
So for that dinger boost, we're going to go to the Boston game. Red Sox and Mets. The only problem I think I didn't take the Mets is because they're like one of the last places that hits home runs this year.
I mean, you take Raffy Devers, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts. I mean, they're all mashing right now.
To hit a home run, Pete Alonso's plus 370, Lindor's plus 420, Bogaerts plus 430, J.D.'s plus 450. J.D.'s mashing right now?
Yeah, I mean, he always is.
I'm going to go JD.
He's plus 450.
I'm going to go JD plus 450.
So I'll go JD plus 450, and I'll also go Raffy Devers plus 500. Yeah.
All right, that's what we're doing for that.
There's a lefty on the mound tonight, though, right?
And we have a boost.
Dinger boost? What do you got?
Well, are you going to ask me? Or?
I mean, I want to hear it first.
Either Pete Alonso or JD Martinez to hit a home run. Plus 210.
Yeah. How about this? Do you like dingers?
Yeah.
Do you like money?
Yeah.
Plus 210?
Yeah.
For two mashers?
Seems like we're taking that one.
Thank you, FanDuel.
And then tomorrow, 4+ total goals scored for PSG and Man City.
I mean, they tried to do this today, too.
That's a lot.
It's not half. Four is absurd.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stay away from that one. Can't thank you guys enough for calling in today. We'll do the same tomorrow and every single day after that. My baseball picks, if you weren't here earlier, me and Gumpy, Cleveland first 5+0.5. Marlins first 5+0.5.
Woo!
Phillies -114 versus the Cards.
Woo!
Angels -0.5 versus Texas.
Woo!
And the Padres, which we... Or no, sorry, Padres -0.5 first 5 versus the D-backs. And the Reds, which we jumped on late, +1.5.
Double.
-144 versus the Dodgers is what I got. What do you got, pal?
I got Cleveland +0.5 first 5.
Yeah, buddy.
Nationals moneyline first 5. Okay. Padres first 5 moneyline. Giants -0.5 first 5. Reds +1.5. First 5. I'm taking the Phillies first 5 money.
All right. Absolute beauty.
Come on.
Come on. Rollover's up to 1,000. I think the rollover's up to 1,000.
Definitely up to 1,000 for sure.
We'll put out a tweet right now.
Yeah.
Oopsies. At HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. Check us out there.
Keep sending your winnies
in.
Awesome. That's, we appreciate it.
Yes, we do appreciate it so much. We also appreciate you listening, watching. Tell your friends. Good luck tonight.
Stay hot.
Stay hot, my friends.
Stay hot.
Stay hot.
Come on.
See you tomorrow, 4 p.m. Hammer
Down.